G'day, Ollie. How you going, mate?
Happy to get the points in the bank last night. Your West Coast Eagles did it over North Melbourne, but they didn't have it your own way, though.
No, we didn't. And that's what I kind of expected, too. They didn't want to end the season on a low note, I suppose, the Kangaroos. So they came out on top early. And, yeah, they made the work for it. A gritty win by West Coast, but obviously still a few star players sidelined as well. So, yeah, did what we had to do. They get on a plane this morning, head back to Perth, and they'll be there for at least a couple of weeks before they either play a home final at the stadium or back to Brisbane if they manage to sneak into the top four, depending on other results this weekend. So the big news out of last night, I guess, was Josh Kennedy and his ankle injury. Hopefully, listen to Adam Simpson after the game. It sounds like he might be okay. And I guess the other big news is North Melbourne, and they'll lose some players as soon as today, we're told. So exit interviews straight after the final game, and a lot of those boys might have played their last AFL game, which is pretty sad, really, when you think about it.
If you missed those scores, same scoring shots, 14 apiece, West Coast 7-7-49, North Melbourne 4 goals 10-34, and essentially those sort of games can be a bit of a danger. So now to remain in that top four, you're currently in the top four at the moment, you need to rely on Sydney defeating Geelong and Adelaide defeating Richmond. I know I'm a massive Swan supporter, but it's going to be a tough one, Brent. We'll do our best for you, though.
You better. I'm not taking your call next week if you can't get that done for me.
Thank you. So, well, let's look at the other games over the weekend. And tonight we have St Kilda versus GWS. Pretty important game for both teams, this one.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, there's little subplots all over the weekend, but this is one of the major games that will impact the top eight. If St Kilda happen to win, they'll definitely play finals. If GWS wins, they should play finals as well, though their percentage may come back to bite them. So and Melbourne as well need to play over the weekend. So no guarantees for the Giants if they win, but St Kilda, you can lock them into a top eight spot if they do. So, yeah, huge game tonight.
Okay, and Essendon will play Melbourne tomorrow, Adelaide and Richmond. You're going for Adelaide to defeat Richmond. It's going to be a tough one, that one. And Brisbane Lions and Carlton to round out the three games tomorrow. And then on Sunday we've got Hawthorn and Gold Coast Suns. My Mighty Swans taking on Geelong, that's going to be a tough one to round up the season. But as I alluded to there, maybe a danger game for the Cats, although they'll be pleased to see that Gary Ablett and also Joel Selwood come back into the side, even though they've missed a considerable amount of football time.
So, yeah, look, and you only have to look as far as last night's game to see anything can happen in the final round when teams are playing their last game. So I think Geelong will be a little bit nervous going into that game, particularly against Sydney. I don't think Richmond will have as much trouble with Adelaide, but I reckon the game, for a West Coast point of view, is the Geelong-Sydney game for sure.
And during our losses, we haven't been too bad, really, and Fremantle and Western Bulldogs, that shapes as a pretty interesting contest because Fremantle have shown some signs of improvement in 2020.
Yeah, and again, the Dogs have to win as well to make sure they're in the top eight. So if they win, they should be in, and if they lose, it comes back to other results as well, and we'll know by then just what the ladder looks like by the time that game rolls around. So, plenty to look forward to, that's for sure, over the weekend. Winding up with, of course, Collingwood and Port Adelaide on Monday night. So, yeah, plenty of ripping games over the weekend, Lee.
Let's go on a local level now. Let's have a look at the TSL. We've got the Kingborough Tigers up against Clarence at Kingston Oval tomorrow.
Yeah, look, and that's a huge game as far as finals go in the TSL as well. That will probably go a long way to determining who actually plays finals footy. Only got a top four this year in the TSL, so three teams will miss out. So huge game tomorrow, everything on the line there. Clarence just sit ahead of the Tigers at the moment on the ladder. I've got the grand final replay too at UTAS Stadium, which will be really exciting. North Launceston and Lauderdale. So I can't wait to see who wins that one as well.
Yep, the two Bombers, and Launceston will take on North Hobart at Windsor Park. Glenorchy have the bye in the TSL competition. And in the Tour de France, Richie Porte, he's had a good time of it, hasn't he? Fight back from a puncture to stay in the fight for a podium finish.
Yeah, look, heart was in the mouth last night. It was, we know how much bad luck this bloke's had. And when you said he's had the puncture, when he was sitting so beautifully, you began to worry. But, gee, he came out of it well. Was under pressure, had to keep riding along while he waited for the car to come with a new bike, but managed to get back and hold his spot where he was the night before in fourth place overall in general classification. So, yeah, fourth, but probably 3 minutes and 5 seconds off the yellow jersey holder, Primoz Roglic. So we wouldn't expect him to probably win from here, but a podium finish is well and truly in his sights, which is just awesome to think. So he's got a bit of work to do still. But, yeah, look, it's going to be really exciting to see how the last three stages pan out.
A good win to the Aussies at Manchester the other night.
Yeah, it was. It was really good, wasn't it? Glenn Maxwell and Alex Carey went berserk with a bat, which was good to see. And, good good win by the Aussies in general, so that'll give them some confidence, I guess, moving forward for the summer of cricket. We're not sure what that's going to look like yet. So haven't seen a domestic fixture come out, and that will normally start, early September, or sort of mid-September these days.
Yep.
So sort of up in the air and wondering what's going on with that. But we'll see what happens over the next week or two. Hopefully we'll get some news. And it sounds like we'll be in hubs, which is no great surprise, but we'll see what happens.
Bryn Costello from Tassie's number one news service. Enjoy your weekend, mate.
You too, mate. Thanks for having me, mate. Cheers.